This coal being unloaded in the German town of Rheinbach is from Russia, part of one of the last consignments to Germany before the EU embargo took hold. Until recently, much of the energy used in Germany came from Russian fossil fuels. But now its coal is banned, its oil is soon to follow, and far less of its gas is being piped here than was planned. Meaning across the country, much of industry is having to contemplate buying fossil fuels from elsewhere.
I think there will be only a temporal return of the coal-fired power plants to the market. So this is not a long-term solution. This is a solution for the next 3, maybe 4 years, which is a significant contribution to solving the gas problem or the security of supply problem. But it is not a sustainable long-term perspective.
The difficulty for the German government is that many of its leaders have spent much of their political lives looking to phase out fossil fuels, and yet they now find themselves having to buy them in on a short-term basis.
We see how dependent we are on energy imports from all over the world, and in this case, especially from Russia. It's important to know that we in Germany have technical abilities that are realistic and produce economically functioning jobs and economic value, which can help us free ourselves from this dependency and defend our own sovereignty.
But saying that and doing that are two different things, because very many power stations and industries have based their plans on an uninterrupted delivery of coal and, more often, gas. Such as here at the Röders aluminium foundry in Soltau, where rising gas prices mean managers are having to change their working practices.
Starting up a foundry like this, heating up the furnace, is very energy intensive. So shutting it down in the evening or overnight, and then heating it up again in the morning, is crazily expensive. That's why we now either run it around the clock in 3 shifts or shut it off completely.
The company that runs this power station decided to get out of a dependency on Russian coal soon after the war in Ukraine began. Their country took longer to follow suit, but has now done so. As it must be said, has the EU. But getting out of a dependence on Russian gas is proving much more difficult. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.